I don't have any disclosures to make. And the purpose of the study that I'm going to report to you was to investigate the effect of compassion meditation, pardon me, an amount of exercise on body image for freshman college students. The research questions that were advanced to guide this study were, is there a relationship between amount of meditation practice and amount of exercise? And is there an effect of compassion meditation on body image? What is the effect of amount of exercise on body image? And the last item was an interactive item. Do meditation and amount of exercise have, again, pardon me, an interactive effect on body image? 61 college freshmen were enrolled in the study. The students were enrolled in an introductory health education course at Emory University. It's a course that I have taught for the last 25 years, and all the subjects were recruited from that course. The participants were randomly assigned to conditions. There was a treatment group that taught meditation to those that were assigned to the meditation group, and the control group was a discussion section that was part of the health education course. Again, the course that I teach at Emory University, which is a required course in health education for all undergraduates there. For those students who were in the treatment group, who were learning to meditate, they attended 2 50-minute classes twice a week on meditation for 6 weeks. This was a 6-week enrollment period for the study. The classes combined teaching and discussion with an average of about 20 minutes, 20 minutes of meditation time with the teacher, and then they were provided a CD designed to guide at-home practice so they could practice on their own. And they practiced meditation outside the class and recorded their results on internet-based diary. Practice time was assessed as the total number of minutes spent meditating during the semester. Compassion meditation is a secular Tibetan Buddhist mindfulness training program. It is comprised of cognitive and analytic approaches to challenge one's unexamined thoughts and emotions towards other people. Long-term goal of developing altruistic emotions and behavior toward all people. Again, the control group was a discussion section of the course that I teach. The measurement instrument that we used for assessing body image, which we define as the attitude or personal view a person has about his or her own body, is a 69-item multidimensional body self-relations questionnaire comprised of 7 cross-validated factor subscales and 3 multi-item subscales: body area satisfaction, self-classified weight, and overweight preoccupation. I'm going to report it only on body area satisfaction and the others which were statistically significant. You look at appearance, fitness, health, and illness as validated factor subscales, and then you see evaluation and orientation after each of those. Evaluation items are those kinds of items, that ask you about, are you satisfied or dissatisfied with your appearance, with your fitness, with your health? There is no item that asks you if you are satisfied or unsatisfied with illness. That's why there's only an orientation items that were asked on that scale. And orientation then has to do with extent of investment, what the person does, what you or I would do about our appearance, our fitness, our health, or in the case of illness, doing those things which are healthfully oriented to avoid being ill. Control group, how did that get in there? I went backwards. There we go. The amount of exercise that the students engaged in was assessed using a 9-point amount of self-reported exercise scale or an inventory. This scale ranges from regular exercise to 10 or more hours of exercise per week. Exercises assessed were things like brisk walking, jogging, aerobics, sports activities like soccer, tennis, and swimming. We also employed in the study the Stanford Usual Activity Questionnaire. 6 items assess level of participation in moderate activities. 5 items assess participation in vigorous activities. Total score from 0 to 11. Pearson correlation coefficients were used to assess the relations between amount of exercise and amount of meditation practice. Median splits were done. Meditators were divided into 2 groups based on median time. High practice meditators, there were 16 of those, low practice meditators who didn't practice as much as the others. And all participants were categorized into two exercise groups. We had the group, those with decreased amount of exercise, and the other group was increase or no change in amount of exercise during the study period. Research question one, we go back to look at the questions. Was there a significant relationship between amount of meditation practice and amount of exercise? The answer, yes. Those with higher amounts of meditation practice tended to exercise more. The three questions that followed through to four with regard to interactive effects. You look at the appearance evaluation scale, satisfaction, dissatisfaction. Students whose exercise increased or stayed the same had increased satisfaction. And students with decreased exercise had decreased satisfaction on their appearance, on how they view themselves. Significant meditation group by exercise group by time interaction. Again, now the interactive effects for high practice meditators whose exercise increased or stayed the same, satisfaction with appearance increased. For high practice meditators who decreased in exercise, satisfaction with their appearance decreased. As regards the appearance orientation, orientation now meaning extent of investment in doing that thing, decreased over time for the entire group over the course of the semester. With regard to fitness orientation, extent of investment on being fit, higher for students whose exercise increased or stayed the same, and lower for students whose amount of exercise decreased. On health orientation, the extent of investment in a physically healthy lifestyle, diet, exercise, this would imply our issue of obesity questions regarding that phenomenon. Significant meditation group of time interaction, high practice meditators increased their extent of investment in a healthy lifestyle. Both low practice meditators and control participants became more apathetic about their health. Body area satisfaction, how I like certain parts of my body compared to other parts of my body. I may like my tummy more than I do my thumb or my forehead, my thighs. Significant meditation group by exercise group by time interaction. For high practice meditators whose exercise increased or stayed the same, there was an increase in general contentment with most of their body. For high practice meditators who reported a decrease in their exercise levels, their commitment with body areas decreased. Summary and conclusions, meditators with higher amounts of meditation practice tended to exercise more. There were aspects of body image that were affected independently by meditation group or by exercise group. Students who exercised more were more invested in being physically fit. High practice meditators became more health conscious. Low practice meditators and control participants became more apathetic about their health. There were interactive effects, as we saw, for high practice meditators. Those who increased or maintained their exercise became more satisfied with their appearance. They like how they looked, how they appeared, and with selected areas of their body. And those who decreased in exercise became less satisfied with how they looked and less satisfied with certain areas of their bodies. So our research, which continues, as to the growing literature on the potential effects of using meditation for healthful purposes, living more healthful lives, as it relates here to exercise levels and aspects of body image, our findings suggest that compassion meditation alone and in combination with exercise may contribute to improved body image in college students. Thank you. Are there any questions? Yes.
Were you surprised at some of these outcomes? I might have thought that meditation, whether you're a high meditator or a low meditator, and whether you've exercised or not, would give you greater compassion for your body, and therefore you might not have such an adverse reaction just because you're not exercising. Did that surprise you, or was that...
Well, it didn't surprise me. What I find, as a health educator, what I find is I find it promising because... I work primarily with college freshman students, and I know that college freshmen who come to Emory, I don't know about anywhere else, but I don't think we're that different over there, and that is that they come, our freshman students arrive with a lot of anxiety and a lot of stress. They're stressed out and have a lot of anxiety. Now, Chuck Rezan, who was one of the authors on this paper, is a psychiatrist, and his concern to do something with meditation is that he's tired of prescribing medications for young people. I mean, the fact that medications have side effects, and these kids are nervous, they have anxiety, they worry about the future, they don't know what's going to happen in 2012, where they're going to have jobs when they got out of college. What do you do with people like that? Right now, it's very trendy to come with your doctor's prescription and take drugs, or go party with your friends and blow it out. You know, you relax and you cool down that way, but that's not what we're about. So, you know, his question was, can we do something else? And is it effective with college students? Will it take with college students? We didn't know. So using a healthy population of non-ill students who weren't physically ill or under psychiatric treatment, could we use a method like meditation to effect these kinds of appreciations for health? I think that our initial findings are that, yes, it looks promising to do that. Over here, please. Thank you. That is a brilliant question. Only God knows that. But I'm going to, he gets a 10, I get a 9. I'll give it a shot, God. This is why we do designs the way we do. This is why we randomly assign the students to conditions. They didn't get to choose. I mean, we made an announcement in a class like I would announce to you, I'm doing this study and it's going to do this and do that. Would anybody like to volunteer? You all volunteer. And you might say, yeah, but gosh, I want to be in that meditation group. I think it's so cool, you know, to sit and do like, you know, they do in the East. But you don't get to choose that. You are assigned randomly, and whether or not you're physically active or how much exercise, these are freshman students, whether or not, we don't know what you've done in the past, so we've assessed, that's why the two instruments on assessing your levels of physical fitness, our pretest results did not show that there were any significant difference between the groups. That's the way I answer that. I don't know if it makes any sense. Yes? Yes. Yes, that's something you integrate with yourself. It's the soul work you do for you.
You can, you know, I love a stranger, I love the one I hate, and you can direct it to yourself. And so that the meditation was loving kindness towards yourself. That was
yes, which then, in theory, if you were asked Geshe Lobsang, who teaches the classes, a former Buddhist monk himself, would say, then can you extend that to the world? Can you then extend that capacity to others, not just for yourself. In theory, if you have it for you, you have it for others. How can you give to others what you don't have for yourself?
Well, I was thinking, you know, if you concentrated on yourself, you know, the Buddhists believe that everything is impermanent. So if you kind of look at your weight as this may not be the way I am my whole life, you focus that on yourself, you may come to think, well, okay, maybe I'm overweight now, but that may change. Just the focus of whether the compassion is to yourself, maybe that would make a difference. Maybe some people focus on themselves, other people were focusing on more global compassion, loving kindness meditation.
Well, in this case, I can't speak for them. I'll speculate that this form of meditation extended itself in such a way that these students had an appreciation for these aspects of their current body before they reincarnate somewhere else at another time. are there other questions? For any of the people who are remaining here who presented, didn't leave the room, any questions for them? Well, you've been very nice. I wish you well, good trips, and safe journeys.